The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I just want to remind you how important it is as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, to get to a couple of live events, really important events every year. And I know you're selective about that. I hope that you're selective about that because it's your time, it's your energy, it's a flight, it's a hotel, but it is so powerful to be in a room of like-minded people, especially when you have incredible experts who want to share with you, not just what to do, but how to do it. We are holding our live Marketing Impact Academy live event on October 14th through the 16th. Our events are legendary. They're so fun. And I don't invite an expert onto my stage unless they come with an action plan so that the people in the audience don't leave feeling motivated, but also overwhelmed or confused by like, okay, so now what was I supposed to do now that I'm home and unpacking my suitcase? Like, what was I supposed to do? So every single speaker comes with an action plan. This year's expert lineup covers every area of social media. You're going to hear how you can learn to multi-purpose so much of your content, spend less time creating content and delivering it out to multiple channels all at once. This year, we're also going to help you understand how to manage all of this because social media and becoming an entrepreneur has become so much bigger. There's so much more work to be done. There's so many more opportunities. And I know that's part of your overwhelm. Like, there's so much to do, but I'm only one person and I can't afford to hire help. Yes, you can. And we're going to walk you through that process. We're going to tell you where to find people, how to find them, how to get them set up, like, so that everything that you're learning at this conference, you're also going to understand how to manage it, how to scale it, and how to make more, but work less. It's a party. It's super fun. If this is your very first live event, that's even cooler. You're just going to love it. Listen, don't take my word for it. I want you to go check it out. I put a link right at the top of our show notes. So just scroll up on the art. You'll see a link, shalene.com/MIA Live 247, like 24/7, MIA Live 247, shalene.com/MIA Live 247. If you're a Marketing Impact Academy member and you want your special discount, be sure to check your emails. If you don't find an email, you can always reach out to us, operations@shalenejohnson.com. Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today we're going to talk about brand deals. Listen, if you've got some kind of influence online, if people like your personality, if there are certain brands, certain products, certain things that you enjoy and you use and you know they could help other people, or you're just like a really big fan of them, there's no reason why you shouldn't be getting some brand deals. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And when I say inspirational, what I really mean is very relatable. The stories I'm going to share with you today are not stories of people who have like something incredible and remarkable, or this special look, this special talent, this special thing that like no one else has. Well, everyone's unique. But really what makes these stories so inspirational is how relatable they are. I mean, these are people just like you. The only difference is maybe they had a little bit more information and they went the extra step. And it's not a lot of steps. All right, so let's get to it. This is some pretty exciting stuff. Okay, let's talk about brand deals. So here's the deal with brand deals. Social media has changed. You know this. I know this. Everybody knows this. It's much, much harder. It's much more competitive. And therefore, the accounts that have seen the biggest dip in engagement are the larger accounts. The influencer accounts, like the mega influencers, right? Like mega influencers used to be able to get top dollar. We're talking like Super Bowl money for one simple post because their engagement was through the roof. But today, and over the course of like the last basically 3 years, that's slowly been changing. And a lot of these companies, and in fact, even former guests of Build Your Tribe who've been on the show talking about how they've been able to grow their multi-million dollar businesses from using influencer marketing, we've heard from them, they've had to completely change their strategies because they started losing massive amounts of money by paying these big influencers big bucks, and the influencers were getting really horrible engagement. Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer if you have a really big account. If you have a smaller account, however, your engagement is often much higher. In fact, the smaller the account, typically the higher the engagement. Assuming, of course, that you're posting on a regular basis, you've built a relationship of trust with your audience. Okay, so now we're talking about a smaller account that's getting a better engagement, like getting people who are really paying attention, really active, and really loyal. And there's a lot more of those people out there than there are the big giant mega influencers. And let's face it, most of the big giant mega influencers are frankly not that easy to work with versus someone who's got a small account who's like super hype and super excited to have a relationship, to get a brand deal when they're like, oh my gosh, I only have 1,000 followers. What? You want to do a brand deal with me? Yeah, that's what's happening. Well, kind of. That's happening a little bit. But you don't want to wait for someone to come knock on your door and say, hey, we've noticed you've got 1,000 followers. Like, that's not very likely. It happens. It just happened for my daughter. Okay, so I want to tell you this crazy story. My daughter, Sierra, started modeling in high school. One of the very first campaigns that she got was the Adidas Women's Running Campaign, which, of course, she was ecstatic to have because, A, she was a runner. B, it's freaking Adidas. And C, like here she is in high school and she's on billboards and plastered in the front windows of the Adidas store. And I mean, when we traveled in Europe, here we are in France and in England and we're seeing like billboards with our daughter on the bill. It was crazy, right? Okay, so for that campaign, she got paid. Well, I don't know if I can disclose it exactly, but I will say this. In the four figures, okay, four figures, very, very, very low four figures. It involved driving back and forth to LA. It involved doing fittings. It involved running from, I think it was something like 6 a.m. until basically dusk. It was hard. It was grueling. It wasn't glamorous. And it didn't pay. It didn't pay much at all. Okay. So now she's got this Instagram account. I think she's got like 12,000 followers, which is nothing to sneeze at. She gets a message from Reebok, who's doing a campaign with Urban Outfitters. They do their homework. They take a look at what type of engagement she's getting. So it's not just like people leaving hearts. The kind of engagement that like a clothing store is going to want or a brand that's, you know, fashion related, they're going to want to see that people, the kind of comments you're getting, like, where did you get your pants? Tell me where I can find those shoes. Like, that's the kind of engagement they're looking for. They're looking for engagement from a specific demographic. Well, they find Sierra's account. It fits the criteria. And they offer her this amazing brand deal where she basically just has to do one post. They send her the shoes, Reeboks with the straps. How crazy is that? She gets to take the photo herself, pose it herself in the way that she would be wearing those shoes in her own apartment, on her own couch, no getting up. Like, the whole thing took less than an hour. And she was paid almost 10 times what she was paid for the professional modeling shoot. Isn't that crazy? Which, by the way, a percentage of that has to go to the agent. Like, times have changed. Now, okay, so that's Sierra's story. Let me tell you about the story of one of our Marketing Impact Academy students. She has asked me to not share her account name, and I'm going to explain to you why in just a moment. So she starts as a school administrator working full-time. Doesn't love her job. She's confided in me. Does not love her job. But she's got a real knack for interior design. Doesn't want to become an interior designer, just loves doing it, like as a hobby, and primarily in her own home. So she's, I'm sure you've followed these people before where it's like they're just constantly doing these amazing renovations and makeovers and redesigns in their own home. Well, that's the kind of stuff that she's posting. Not DIY stuff, but more like, okay, we're going to change the paint. We're going to reupholster these chairs. We're going to get a new rug. And what she was doing was kind of using her Instagram stories to show people like the things that she was deciding between. She would say like, okay, so I found this rug at World Market and I found this one at Pier 1. Here's the price difference. I couldn't decide which one. And what do you think? Should I pick the one from World Market or the one from Pier 1? And people would vote. And then, of course, people would ask, like, oh, I actually love both of those. Can you post up the link? So she would share that. And then she would, you know, paint one accent wall in her home emerald green. And then people would want to know, like, oh, well, what is the actual paint color? And where did you buy the paint? And where did you get this? And where did you get that? And so she kept sharing all of that information, and her stories started to grow. People started sharing her stories, which then meant they were sharing her posts, and her account started to get some traction. Now, she, at this point, when she got her first brand deal, she still had under 4,000 followers. Now, the first brand deal that she was able to secure, they did not reach out to her. She's a Marketing Impact Academy student, did her homework, went through those lessons, and started reaching out to companies, first and foremost, just to see if she could get an affiliate link so that she had, you know, a reason to share this link so that when people were clicking on the link, they were getting a percentage, right? And so she starts doing that, and these companies are taking notice that her very small following is a very loyal following, and a ton of people are using this discount link. That starts creating a relationship for her. It's creating proof, social proof. She's showing them, listen, you know, now they can track. She doesn't just have to say, I have a loyal following. They can actually pull up her affiliate link and they can see what type of interaction, what type of clicks, what type of click-through that she's getting when she posts those links. And so then she's able to go back to them and negotiate brand deals with countless home interior companies, Tuft & Needle, Article, Bed Bath & Beyond, mattress companies, paint companies, and these companies didn't find her. She started by just sharing organically, like really sharing the things that she really was loving and sharing links because people were asking for them. And then from a very organic, very honest standpoint, she goes back to those companies, says, hey, can I get an affiliate link so I can give people a discount? And of course, when someone uses an affiliate link, that gives her a couple of bucks back, right? But now she's like, I want the big brand deals. I don't have to worry about tracking these affiliate links. I want to get paid to post a certain number of times about fill-in-the-blank company. And now, today, I can tell you, she has grown her account to almost 20,000. She has secured over 20 different home interior-related brand deals. Her income from her brand deals far exceeds her income as a tenured school administrator. I mean, that's pretty cool. I want to ask you a question. We talk a lot about email marketing here on Build Your Tribe. And I will often hear from many of you, but Chalene, I don't open my email. Like, why should I be worried about growing my email list when people just aren't looking at emails as much anymore? Obviously, an overwhelming number of our episodes are about social media marketing, right? Like, this is a great way to reach your customers. But is it? I mean, it's difficult, right? And we know that such a very small fraction of our audience is seeing our social media posts, which we're putting a ton of time into. So if a lot of us are ignoring emails and most of us aren't seeing the majority of the social media posts from the people that we do follow, what is it that does capture our attention? Answer, a text message. Am I right? I mean, how many unanswered text messages do you have, relatively speaking, compared to the number of unseen social media posts or never opened emails? It's huge. And it works for absolutely every kind of business. I don't care what kind of business it is you're trying to grow. If you need to speak to your customers, if you need to get the attention of your customers, you need to send them a text. And these kind of services, they used to be pretty expensive. But I want to tell you about a program called Simple Texting that could totally take your business to the next level. I mean, we text our customers when there are sales and promotions. We text our customers to remind them when we're going live. We text our customers when their free trial is about to expire. We text our customers and let them know, hey, if you have questions about the Marketing Impact Academy, hit us back. Like, texting allows you to have a two-way conversation with your customers. And the cool thing about Simple Texting, plans start as low as $29 a month. But I do understand if you've never tried something like that, you don't know if it will work with your customers. Well, we have set up a really cool opportunity for people who listen to Build Your Tribe. You get to try Simple Texting for free for 14 days, and you can figure out for yourself what happens when you text your audience. Are they going to ignore it? Do they open it? It only takes a few minutes to create an account, and you can literally start testing this today. You're going to get 500 free credits today by texting. Are you ready? We're going to text right now. The podcast keeps playing. Just open up your messages. Are you ready? Now, to this number, 833-2-TRY-SMS, okay? So again, I'll give you the number, and then I'm going to tell you what to text me. 833, the number 2, then T-R-Y-SMS. And the word that I want you to text is TRIBE. You'll immediately get a reply, and that's going to give you 500 free credits. Plus, you can start your free trial for 14 days. Again, the plans are as low as $29 a month if it's something that you love. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Try it out. Text messages, I don't think I need to tell you. I'm sure you already know that text messages have a 98% open rate and a 30% click-through rate. I mean, you can't beat it. So give it a try. Again, the number was 833, the number 2, T-R-Y-S-M-S. Text the word TRIBE for your free trial. All right, let me share with you another one. And we are going to respect her request that we not include her Instagram handle, and here's why. Because she is trying to decide if, in fact, she needs to turn in her resignation as a tenured school administrator because her income from her brand deals far exceeds her tenured income. Isn't that crazy? So while she's struggling with this decision, I don't want to influence you. Do it. Do it. Oh my God. Do it. Go for it. We support you. We love you. And we're really proud of you. And whatever decision you make, I'm sure it'll be the right one. Next person I want to tell you about, you've probably seen her TikToks. Ladies, for sure. Ladies, for sure. You've seen one of her TikToks. Her name is Remy Bader. And during the pandemic, I remember so many of my girlfriends forwarding me her TikToks. So she is super funny. She's plus sized. And during the pandemic, she would do these Revolve clothing store hauls. Okay, so Revolve is an online clothing retailer that, oh my God, if you want to get lost for hours and hours and hours looking at an endless, and I do mean endless supply of just beautiful women's clothing and accessories. Here's the funny thing about Revolve, at least a couple of years ago, they literally only used one model. It was the same blonde girl. You almost started to feel sorry for her because she was like in thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of outfits. And she's beautiful. She's tall. She looks amazing in freaking everything. So there was this kind of inside joke amongst all women, or maybe we weren't talking about it. Maybe we just all assumed this was happening to us. You'd order this big box of clothing knowing that you're going to try on like 20 of the outfits and one of them might look just okay. But the rest of them, you're like, how is this even the same outfit? It looks so bad. It looks nothing like the photo. And no one could like really figure out, is it the quality of the clothing or is it just that they've used a super tall model and she just makes everything look amazing? Okay. So Remy starts making these videos and she's plus size and none of the clothing fits her, but she's got the courage. She's got the balls to basically show how ridiculous she looks in some of these outfits. And then she would show like what the outfit looked like on the website. And then she would show, what am I doing trying to describe this? Duh. I'm going to put a link to some of her best TikToks in our show notes. So she starts doing this like just to be funny. And before she even starts blowing up, brands start reaching out to her. Here's part of the story. She shared it recently on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
I lost my job in COVID, got furloughed, said I would come back, didn't happen. So I actually did not know what to do with myself. And then I gained like a significant amount of weight at that time, like kind of pre-COVID. My dad's in fashion and always said like, Remy, you should do plus size modeling. And I used to get so mad at him that he would say that. And at this point, I'm like $0 in my bank account, making no money. Like I need to do something. I was bored. And then I was always on TikTok, like in the pandemic, but looking at girls dancing, like that wasn't like a thought in my head. And then I came across the curvy fashion side of TikTok, like these curvy girls showing clothes. And I was like, wow, this is cool. So one day I literally just decided like, I'm going to teach myself how to edit. Like I'm going to just film myself. I'm going to do something fun. And it was like 4 videos, did it for fun. No one cared. No one saw them. And then when I kind of like gave it up, it was like a video where I got a huge package of clothes. Why don't I just make this into a TikTok? And that's the one that blew up. It was like the fifth video I made. And I basically was like, why do the clothes that we put on our bodies never look like what the model looks like online? Again, this wasn't planned. I didn't think people were gonna see that video. And I did the same one the next day. That did even better. And then I started doing more. So I was excited and confused, like, why are people watching this? But I just went with it. But I really don't think of everyone when I do the video. I think of, does this fit and look good on me? Because I've always struggled with finding clothes for myself, whether I've gained weight or before that, I was always a curvier girl and struggled with shopping. Then I started going into like a Free People or something where I'm like, this looks insane on me, wish you had a bigger size. But then I also showed the good. So I wasn't bashing these brands in my mind. When I did this, I was like, okay, all these brands are gonna hate me. Now people are watching. I never thought these brands would wanna work with me. Like that just, none of this was a thought in my head. But the one thing I noticed that people weren't doing online was showing the bad. They were all just showing the good and trying to make everything look perfect and showing just those clothes. What about those clothes that didn't fit?
We'll also link to the full Call Her Daddy interview because it's pretty interesting, especially if you're someone who struggles with your own image and you don't feel comfortable being on camera. Like, she's super open about how she's kind of was faking it. Like, she wasn't at all trying to be an influencer. She was not trying to get brand deals. But what she was doing, kind of like our friend who loves interior design, is just truly being herself. Like, being just speaking to her followers, not trying to speak to brands. And I think that's the key. Because if you're trying to talk to the brand, you're going to come across as inauthentic. And the thing that is making this work right now, especially for smaller creators, is the authenticity. You and I, we can sniff it out a mile away if someone's being like overly professional or overly positive. Like Remy says right there, I wasn't trying to bash these brands, but I was being very honest. And I was saying, like, this looks so bad on my body, which isn't exactly like a glowing endorsement for a brand. But because she would do that and be so honest, that when she would try an outfit, she's like, okay, this, I actually like this. I actually love this. I actually can't wait to go out. I feel beautiful in this. Then people would like flock to it because they knew she wasn't pretending. She wasn't saying that everything was roses. She wasn't catering to the brands. She was being honest. And if there's nothing else you take away from this episode, it's almost that you don't want to try to get the attention of brands. The most important thing you can do is just be honest and authentic. I mean, every day we are hearing about, I mean, students in our own community who are following through by following up with these brands and saying, hey, the demographic who you're looking for, who shops with your brand or who's buying your products, that's my demographic too. And I've got a great relationship with them. And I happen to freaking love your brand. Here's my media kit. And don't let that term freak you out. So let me back this up. Once you realize that you are perfectly positioned because you are honest, because you're authentic, because you get good engagement, notice I did not say because you have a big following, because that's irrelevant. Oh, and also notice that I didn't say that you look great on camera, because our friend, the interior designer, she hates being on camera. You will rarely see her face on camera, very rarely. You're seeing the inside of her house. So these brand deals, they don't care what you look like. They don't even care if you go on camera. The only thing they really care about is, do you have real followers and are they actually engaged? That's what they care about. So again, once you determine that that's you, what I've described, you're perfectly positioned for this and it's something you want to do, what is your next step? Well, first of all, you need to make it easy for brands to want to work with you. And sending that media kit is one of the ways that they know, like, okay, this is someone who knows what they're doing. And a media kit doesn't need to include past paid sponsorships. It can share with them. It's just a professional packaging of who you are, your demographics, your insights on your social media platforms. You make it really easy for them to have all the information that they're looking for is in your media kit. In fact, we're going to take a quick break so I can save you a ton of time and money if you're super excited about getting brand deals. Okay, listen, as with all things, You can spend a lot of time and money trying to figure out how to get your own brand deals, how to become a micro influencer, how to get the best affiliate relationships, how to start making those extra streams of income while that opportunity is still hot without much effort and without a big social media following. You can spend hours trying to design your own media kit. You can do the research to figure out, like, okay, so how do I write a pitch letter? How do I know how much I should charge? Should I do this for free? Who do I send the pitch letter to? What needs to be included in my media kit? How do I design one? Like, all of those things. I know you're resourceful and you could spend hours and probably figure a lot of this stuff out yourself, but you're super smart and you know that your time is way more valuable than that. And you also know that there's probably somebody out there who's already put all of this together so that you don't have to spend any time researching it. And you would be right. It would be us here at Team Johnson. We have launched our newest mini course here at Team Johnson, and it has been designed to take all of the guesswork out of getting you brand deals, influencer deals, affiliate deals. All you have to do is drag and drop. You're literally going to put in your photos. We've already designed all of the templates. We put together for you exactly what it is you might charge, different ways that you might need to phrase your pitch letter based on your experience, based on your past brand deals or lack thereof. All of the guesswork has been taken out. We walk you through it step by step, like how to come up with the right brands, how to find them, how to put together your pitch deck, how to put together the best letter possible, how to renegotiate after you have a little bit of success under your belt, everything. All the guesswork is removed, and you will not believe how affordable this new course is. Okay, so check it out. You can go right now to shalene.com/micro to make it super convenient. That link is also in our show notes, shalene.com/micro. Jump into this market before it gets saturated. You're going to stand out, and we're going to help you do that. All right, let's get back to the show. Okay, so again, you will send to these companies once you've identified the right companies, the right fit, the companies that you're already in love with what they do, they align with your messaging, they're companies you stand behind, you think that they're a great fit, the people who are following, engaging with you, those are their ideal customers. All right, so then you're going to send those people a pitch letter, the right pitch letter, and your media kit. These things are going to make you stand out, let me tell you. And yeah, it's a numbers game. So if you're going to just send out three letters, don't expect to hear back from anyone. Like, it's a numbers game. So we're going to walk you through how to determine which companies to reach out to. You're going to look very professional by putting together your own media kit, which is accompanied by your customized letter that, you know, basically you're pitching this opportunity to them. And of course, you've got to figure out how much you charge them or what is it you ask for based on your amount of experience. Or maybe you have no experience, but you have a huge following, or maybe you have a little bit of experience and a tiny following. Like, all of those things will determine exactly what it is you're asking for and how much you should accept, or I should say expect, to be paid on those initial brand partnerships. And yeah, sometimes when you're just getting started, it's not about getting paid. The arrangement might be one where they're sending you product. And don't laugh at that, because listen, sometimes getting that free product, are you going to accept a free mattress? Like our friend, the interior designer, even after she had secured several different brand deals, a mattress company came to her and they said, listen, we can't pay you for this post, but we're going to send you this mattress, a very expensive mattress. And you can try it out and you can tell your followers what you think about it. We will evaluate how they respond. You can evaluate what you think about the mattress. And, you know, so initially, even though she already had established herself as someone who was getting paid to do paid posts for brands, now she was also accepting certain things for free to develop the relationship. I've heard certain entrepreneurs say, like, we don't do free, or never do free, or know your value. Yeah, I get that. And I understand it is really important to see your value, but you also have to, I mean, relationships are about trust. I don't want you to be taken advantage of. But there is a way to evaluate each and every opportunity that comes your way and be able to ask yourself, like, okay, is this something that's going to help me build the relationship? On that note, I want to say this. When you get those Instagram messages that say, hey, we'd love to do a brand deal with you or a collab, here's a link to buy our whatever, fill in the blank. It's usually clothing. And we're going to make you a brand ambassador. And then we're going to promote you to our following of over 1 million followers. Let me tell you, that is not a brand deal. That's a scam. So what they're doing is they're really just sending you a link to shop at their site in exchange for posting you to their fake account with fake followers. It's pretty clever, you know, because they're preying on our ego. So those are not brand deals. A proper brand deal will be coordinated via email. If you don't have their email address, and I'm not saying that if somebody reaches out to you via DM that it's a scam, but more often than not, bigger companies, they know how to reach you because your email is in your bio or it's in a link tree that's in your bio. Or they're going to reach out to you via DM and say, like, let's take this offline and email. They're not going to coordinate that via direct messaging. They're just not. I haven't coordinated any of my brand deals via direct messaging. If a company wants to work with me, they have to do their research. P.S. The same is true if somebody wants to be on the Chalene Show or Build Your Tribe, and they're just sending me a direct message. I'm like, this is someone who doesn't even get how busy our social media platforms are. Like, this is someone who just doesn't get it. Like, if they aren't willing to do a little bit of research to figure out how to email me, I'm not interested in working with that brand or that business or that podcast guest. And the same is true of any potential brand deal. So while it is really important, the companies that you may want to work with, it's important that you follow them. It's important that you interact, that you send direct messages so that they start to get to know you, etc. Ultimately, these pitch letters and the contact that you're going to have with these brands is going to be via their email. And again, that's something that we will walk you through if you're interested. I've put a link to our newest program designed to take the guesswork out of getting you your brand deal. Brand deals are huge, okay? So if the word influencer freaks you out, some people like the word influencer, some people like that. Some people like brand deals. The bottom line is this. People want to pay you because you are trustworthy and you're engaging. And we don't know how long this opportunity is going to last, but it's an additional stream of income. And it's a fun stream of income when you're really talking about and promoting and sharing things that you know your followers are going to love because you love it. Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a favor. Take a moment if you don't mind and leave us a 5-star review. We've got to bring our reviews up on Build Your Tribe. I hear every day from people who listen and they tell me they love the show. They've been subscribers for years. And I always say, thank you so much. Have you written a review? And they're like, oh, shoot, I need to do that. Well, please know that it means the world to us. So if you do write a review, take a screenshot of it and then share it to us in social media. I am at Chalene Johnson. Brock is Brock 11 Johnson. The number 11 is in the middle of his first and his last name. Thanks so much for being here, guys. I appreciate you. And as always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.